Blog Talk Radio.
Tactics to trap another person are done
in a business-like manner, or more so, from a legal position, to where one is bound up with contracts and obligations of drudgery. Each person has to make their way in this world, and there are endless ways to do this, as most people like to take the road of unconsciousness and think in their minds everything will turn out for them as it should, as they blindly go on their way. Our experiences with our dream visions can definitely be therapeutic, and even some of them medicinal and medical authorities are caught on to this fact, yet dreams and their reason for being still remains a mystery to those who have professed to know more than life itself. As one reads further, they will learn they can eventually surpass all the limitations of this world and eventually discover their real happiness and real freedom. For those who are chronic worriers, their dreams act as a place of rest from 9-to-5 world of everyday complications. Without our nightly dream time and adventures, the human mind would just gather too much mental and emotional stress, drama, and become fussed out and fused out. And so while the body sleeps, a person could get away from the personal mind and take a rest and release some of the daily pressures of their material life. When a person's life becomes a little too much, they should take the time to add a nap or two to their daily routine. Ever since I was in construction at an early age, I would sleep for a short break at lunchtime. As I did, I would get up refreshed and ready to finish the day. Because a construction trade is so physically draining, I would also rest for a while when I got home. It is not necessary for one to drive oneself all the time and try to get every experience they can into their lives right now, because all of us will be around forever. And so what I am presenting will help many people find better places to be and perceive. Do you want to say something, Dean?
Sure.
Val?
Sure, Lila. Thank you for reading. That's great. That's from Dwayne the Great Writer, book 6, and talking about dreams. And so very important, because dreams are a gateway, like Dwayne says, to the real universes and to recognition of the is, the all is. True awareness is true reality. So the dreams are another way we can access this reality. And tonight we have a very special guest on, surprise guest, a new friend from North Carolina. And I want to introduce him as Randy Keller. And He's been with us for a while doing various projects, and he's on tonight with us. And hi, Randy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Bing. How about you, Sorry. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good, great. So maybe you can tell us, like, in a nutshell, your life story in 5 minutes. Maybe 3 minutes.
Okay.
No, and then into like how you met Dwayne, or how you met the found a new presentation, and how that going right now with you.
Okay. I've always been a kind of a, what you'd say, single, and that's the way I saw myself, viewed myself. Ever since a teenager, I've been involved in spirituality and metaphysics and the occult, and been reading books, all kinds of books on those topics, and paranormal and unexplained, UFOs and Atlantis and Edgar Casey, and got heavily involved in the New Age movement. Studying different things and trying out different meditation techniques and spiritual practices. Chanting various mantras, and practiced transcendental meditation. I took a silver mind control course, which is pretty extraordinary course, in its own right, having to do with mind control, controlling your mind and programming the subconscious, that type of thing. Looked into various religions, kind of pretty much adopted, or embraced, you might say, as a teenager in Buddhism. That appealed to me a great deal. Although I studied a lot of other religions, Hinduism and Taoism, Gnostic Christianity, I looked into that. Found that to be very interesting. So I got into, when I got onto Facebook, I was on Facebook for, a couple of years, and I got a friend invite from Kelsey Lynn Brown. And I accepted, and I began seeing these things on my Facebook about the New You sound and Revelatoires, the Will Guides, and Dwayne the Greg Rotter, and been reading some of the new books, and singing the New You, and I began having experiences. Experiences like that I've never had before with all the other things that I tried. I've always been, for the most part, disappointed in all the other things I've tried. I mean, they have their things that, the benefits that they had in their own right. But it just left me dissatisfied and just, like I said, disappointed. I began singing New You, but I haven't experiences. I noticed right off, I began having dreams. I began remembering my dreams a whole lot more every night, which I never did before. They were more vivid. I felt this energy that I never felt before. And I just went through a process during the next few months. I had experiences. Didn't know what to make of it all. Took a while for me to finally get convinced that this was the real thing. I wasn't going to be disappointed. I kept asking for confirmations that I wasn't going to be disappointed. That this was something unlike anything I've ever tried before. And I got them. I got a confirmation. I kept asking for them. I kept getting them. That never happened before. But still, I had my doubts. I had my ups and downs. I continued on, though, with New You. And I asked for some kind of really big confirmation, something that would really convince me beyond all doubt. And I got that too. One night I had a dream, and I recorded it, and I'll read it out real quick. This was the dream, this was the confirmation that, you know, settled it for me, and it convinced me that that the new you was the real deal and unlike anything else. And so I'll read it out here. I was in a castle, and somehow I knew it was a smaller version of a main castle where a queen lived. And I also knew that the queen would come and stay for a while, and visitors would come and go, but now no one came anymore, and hadn't for some time. It was still well kept and clean, and a few guards still patrolled the halls and rooms. Except for a few guards, it was pretty much empty. They contained these secret magic items and artifacts. At the time, I had this dream when I recorded this, I didn't really realize that the new you will position you in to where it's beyond what we know here in this physical world as magic and psychic powers and that type of thing. But that was how I, the words that I used to describe it was magic and psychic powers. So I was there looking for these sacred and magic treasures and to take what I could find, and then moving along the halls to try to keep out of sight of the guards and to prevent being captured. And then suddenly a little girl came running up to me, who was about 8 or 9 years of age. She was carrying what I thought was one of the treasures in the castle. I now think that it wasn't from the castle, but it was, a little girl was my little self. Offering me the new you, which was really outside of creation, as, so to speak. She was carrying something, and she handed it out to me. And I told her she shouldn't be here because I was afraid that one of the guards would see her. And maybe would have followed her to me, and she would get caught, and I would have to rescue her, or I would get caught and have to escape. And that was a whole big hassle. I didn't want to go through all that. So I told her she should leave, go back, you know, go back home, go back where she came from. So the next thing I remember, I was in another hall of the room, and the girl and I had separated, and I was on my way out of the castle. Going along the halls, different halls full of ways, and I paused for a moment to look, take a look at what she had given me. And it was much bigger now than it was when she had given it to me. And I looked at it really closely, and it appeared to be a horn or trumpet that was shaped like a cornucopia. And I knew it was something very, very special. And so I wanted to get out and get to another place where I could find out what it could do. And that was the end of the dream. And that was very, very powerful, like I said, confirmation for me. I had many other experiences, dream visions. There's another one I'd like to read out real quick, which I think it's had a very huge influence on me, impact.
Okay, Randy, you want to go over this one a little bit? So you mentioned you thought it was the little girl was your real self. And
yeah, so well, I found out during attending Skype calls, and talking it over with different of the new friends. And I was told that, because I didn't really know, you know, what that she represented, but so I had someone tell me that that was my real self. The little girl was my real self. And the horn, shaped like a cornucopia, was New Year's sound. That's how I saw it, the horn
being
the
new
sound.
And the guards, maybe your sensor or your mind, you know, guarding their precious literal self, you know, and the castle being your castle is your home, like home is where the castle is. It just makes sense, everything that, you know.
Yes.
It's very clear, actually. Your dreams, I find, pretty clear. They're very, like, definite and clear, too. And they're fun to interpret. So go on if you'd like. Yeah, if anybody else wants to chime in on his dreams, there's other callers here, listeners, go ahead.
Well, this was an experience I had. I wasn't actually controlled as a dream vision. I was actually awake, laying in bed in kind of a meditative state. I first wake up and I'm kind of, before I get fully awake, I'm in kind of a, what I consider to be kind of a meditative type state. And I had this experience. I found myself in a kind of a barren, rocky area. And I could see high rock walls off in the distance. And I saw what appeared to be a group of reptilian insectoid creatures, and they saw me and chased after me, and so I ran into like a narrow area that was like two high rock walls on either side, and like a corridor, like I was running through. And I somehow saw that there were several more of those creatures ahead of me, and that I would run into them if I kept going straight. So I began looking around, looking for a hiding place, and I saw what appeared to be a crevice on my left in the rock wall. So I ran over to it and tried to squeeze into it. Was able to squeeze in very far, but I tried to squeeze in and get down as low as I could so, you know, I wouldn't be seen. The creature that was chasing me came running up, stopped, and began looking around. And this creature was, it appeared to be kind of a insectoid, kind of combination insectoid reptilian. I found out later on, after doing some research, that I was listening to a recording of a video on YouTube about the different types of aliens. And I saw, I learned from that they described what exactly the type of creature that was going after me, and they called it a trantaloid. And if you want to see what this thing looks like, you can like Google trantaloid, and this is just almost exactly what it looked like. So they began looking around. I was hoping they would just keep going past me. But it didn't. It stopped, and it looked around, started looking around. It saw the crevice, walked over to the crevice, looked in. It saw me. It reached in and grabbed me and pulled me out of the crevice and held me up in the air. And I just thought to myself, well, you know, it's got me. This is it. There's no way I can escape now. And some time passed, a few months passed, it just continued to hold me up in the air. And I thought to myself, you know, what is it waiting for? You know, and then I thought, well, maybe it's not going to kill me right away. Maybe it's just going to save me for later. Or maybe, like, you know, take my energy little by little over time. But then something happened. Someone reached down from above and grabbed me out of the creature's grasp. And when that happened, my perspective changed, and I was able to observe the scene and see what was happening. And I saw that the one who had grabbed me was Ganesh, who was a Hindu god that I had experience with some years before. I won't go into that right now. And also, at the same time when that happened, I changed into a baby. My form changed into that of a baby. So Ganesh raised me up above his head, and then the Virgin Mary, Mother Mary, she reached down from above him and grabbed me and took me and raised me up above her head. And I wondered, you know, how long this would go on, how many others would continue to pick me up like that. And I wondered if Wibbles or Taurus or one of the guides would eventually pick me up, grab me. And my question was answered right away when Vivazor reached down and grabbed me above Mary and raised me up above his head. And then something that I can only describe as a cloud. I don't know if it was about energy or what it was. I kind of wonder now if that wasn't either my real self or isness. I'm not really sure. But it was like a cloud, and it was like two arms reaching out, and it grabbed me and took me from Mimazor and pulled me into itself, and I just disappeared inside that cloud. And the experience ended at that point. And that was just absolutely, that just blew me away when I had that experience. I'm sure I'm not too sure what to make of it, but when Professor grabbed me, I guess you could say I was in good hands at that point.
Wow. So you transformed from Randy to what, the baby, to Virgin Mary? Did you transform into that?
I didn't transform into Virgin Mary. Yeah, I did transform into a baby, but okay. It was the Virgin Mary that picked me up.
Okay.
From Ganesha. From his, because Ganesha was holding me, and then Virgin Mary picked me up.
Oh, Ganesha, did you say?
Yeah, Ganesha.
What is that? Yeah.
Oh, he's a Hindu god, one of the Hindu gods.
Okay. Okay. So, reincarnations, are these some of your beliefs so that you went through?
I have had some, I had an experience, like I said, I had an experience with Ganesh some years ago. And also had an experience with the Virgin Mary, so, you know, I guess that's why they showed up in the experience.
Yeah. Kelsey's here, Kim's here. Do you have any comments on Randy's experience?
Yeah, luckily I've heard Randy's experience before, because, you know, I've got some, there was some echo going on. Yeah, we came in to a certain part of the experience, and then our phones dropped off, so we're back now. But that's an awesome, really cool experience. I've heard it a couple of times from Randy. I mean, it's a just wonderful view for people, if more people could listen and hear that experience, because it sounds like Randy was seeing all of these different entities or beings that he had just studied and learned about this lifetime, and then just sees even more going through creation, and that there's just more and more and more. And yeah, it's an awesome experience and shows the endlessness of everything. So I appreciate Randy sharing and you guys having him on the show. Did you guys tell bedtime stories before we came on too, or what have you guys been doing on the show?
Reading. I don't know if you want to read some more, and then we can talk to Randy some more after you read.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe Randy can share with any insights he gets from the reading, too.
Well, those who recognize the new presentation and then become the new students of the real guides become more aware of the fact that they can predict their own future, as well as learn to heal themselves, plus solve many of their personal situations within the arena of their dream visions. Within the unseen world, the new student is also introduced to the different levels of life that most of the unaware public knows nothing about. When Paul introduced his presentation, he used the term initiations, which is now for the old schools and the ancient masters of spiritual thought, who are many ruled by the space gods. Everyone needs to go through the basics until they finally discover and recognize the real guides. The all is can only be always new, never old and outdated. And so it is that the new wave, which takes the place of the rod of power, because the great reality is always so much greater as each new nowness occurs. Past, present, and future are human views. The all is always new now. It is definitely true. The real universal guides know more about a person's dream visions than any of the modern sciences who have monitored people while they sleep. The authorities of today have no idea to the cause and how a person's dreams come about. Nor do they know how to enter the dream arena and assist each person with their overall needs. The mechanical devices and conclusions are mainly of this world and do not totally penetrate into the four other subtle bodies each one of us have that relate to the other levels of life in the psychic dreams. Science and all of their conclusions can only come about from the effects of a person's dreams and not the true cause. They may discover from a person's personal level why each one of us is having our nightly adventures and draw some conclusions and then form relationships accordingly. But overall, they are lost in the true meaning of the original source. The modern authorities will always make a good show of what they are doing with their complicated high-tech equipment that usually impress the onlookers. And so when they make any statements about what they have or have not discovered about their dreams, it will all look so professionally done, yet for the most part, it is just a lot of hot air and good-sounding ideas because they are being paid to say so. They really have no idea what real freedom is. I'm not saying what they are doing is not important, as all of us need something to do while staying on this earth. But their findings are very limited, and if they would take the time to study with Reva's Artars and Paul Twitchell. They would soon discover a better and easier way to help themselves and others at the same time. Modern science has gone the way of the intellect and the mechanics of industrial inventions. It would be better to creatively implement real guidance and real education into their formula with what they are attempting to achieve. The present day psychology of the human ego is based upon who is better than the next person. And this shows up in all the competitiveness this world is engaged to. So, with the strong attitudes of so many wanting their way to be more right than others, a great cooperation is eliminated to where only a select few become the authorities and everyone else must go along with their conclusions. Of course, each one of us can have unlimited freedom as each person learns to listen to the real guidance and eventually perceive the many wonderful levels of life that far surpass this place. Okay? You want to have something to say?
Kim, do you want to make any comments, or Randy, or did you guys hear that okay? Can you hear well enough there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Great.
So much of the present day information on dreams came from the Chaldean soothsayers, but they were not the originators of the dream knowledge. The real universal dreams and guides were. The real guidance never taught their super knowledge of dream visions openly because of the brutal times in which they lived. As human history has shown, even the church did away with those who came to bring a divine message and possibly redeem a few people along the way. Jesus spoke of the many mansions, which are some of the various levels beyond this earth. But he was not referring to them in the literal sense, but as real positions that really and already exist within each of us, because life is so vastly endless. Real guidance comes from a great necessity and supersedes anything of a belief type of conclusions. The real guidance know the human ego cannot be trusted, and so the vital information was only given to a few at a time who could be entrusted. This is also why your dream visions are so disguised so much of the time, because very few people have the capacity to be honorable and noble. As the outside public gained more information that was originally from a true source, the transferring of ideas from one person to the next brought about many altered interpretations and finally many watered-down stories like those found in most, if not all, the ancient documentation. This is why the great reality, the All Is, sends in a new man to update the super knowledge of the true guides. Just like anything on this world, it's best to have the latest information. Dreams are known as far back as the beginning of mankind's history, when he began to produce manuscripts that told of his life and adventures, along with the mystery of his dreams. There has always been an interest in one's dreams until the REP system became all vital information on dreams. And even keeping it hidden only for themselves. Because a demonstration of a person's dreams are enigmatic and veiled. Most people sought someone who had the understanding of their meaning. The oldest book known on dream visions is the Egyptian Book of Dreams. It was produced around the approximate time of the 12th dynasty. This book is a British Museum, is it? That's where it is. And was written by Govel Das. He worked with one of the scribes in the court of Sesostris, I think, the third, Pharaoh of Egypt, to transcribe the knowledge of dreams at that time. Govel Das was one of the many, as I have shared many experiences with him and others in my adventure series, The Return of the Real. Those who become the new students will meet Govel Das and Rebidar and Paul, dreaming first of all with the physical level is basically the unconscious mind's way of satisfying its secret and most hidden wishes and desires. What is contained in the subconscious of each person is what they have decided and created as their reality. Here is where all of us become our own truth. There are endless truths everywhere in life, and it is the right of each person to decide theirs. Of what is being experienced on the earth at this time is each person is right in their own position. To the many reasonable minds of this world, what I am referring to would seem out of place. But once a person has real experiences and is able to position themselves with the true reality, the is, then they will recognize the ultimate value of free will. It may sound funny, but even those who are always planning on destroying others have the right to do so. I am not agreeing with what they are doing, but merely pointing to the real fact of free will. As a person becomes more aware, they will learn about the natural reality of cause and effect, which is labeled as karma. As a person positions themselves with the true reality, they are no longer interested in any of the old destructive ways of the human consciousness, and they learn to evolve and excel themselves into what I term the real universes of pure light. Dean Bell, or Sandy, or Kelsey?
Yeah, Randy talked about the confirmations that he asked for, and he got the confirmation, you know, that it was real, or that whatever he asked for, it came in a dream or intuition, and I did that too. Even before I came into the new presentation, I used the technique of asking. I used it through my physical body, my physical exercises that I was doing at the time. But I would ask certain things of life, and then I would get a response, and it was really cool the way it happened. I'd get something out there responded to me, to my questions, you could say, or my considerations that I put out there. And I used it through my physical movement, but I learned that there was something out there. In my own way, I did these experiments that that helped me to understand that there's something more out there. Something was listening, something beyond anything that I could consider. And I learned that, that you could use different experiments or different ways of connecting to this reality. I mean, right now we're using the new you. That's the current thing that we're using. It's the quickest way, the direct way to connect to this reality. But it's interesting to hear other people's experiences and how they connect to it and what they get. And I remember Paul Twitchell talking about how, so he set up a time, he set up a place, you know, he set up everything. He was going to have God consciousness at a certain time and place. And he prepared for it the best he could. He went into it, did it, you know, did the whatever technique he used. Nothing happened. So he's disappointed. So it took maybe a couple weeks after that, this recognition came to him. And because he let go, he finally let go. You see, he was too fast forward, it came finally to him when we relaxed. And this reality is very, very special. And it reveals itself to us occasionally, I mean, through my experience at least. And it's very special when it does. It's just, there's nothing really. You go about your business, you do what you do, you contribute in the way you can for the benefit of the whole. Here in the new presentation, we have lots of projects that we can do to help others wake up. And in doing so, you wake up too. And in this process, the is, we call the is or the all is, this reality, it will reveal itself to us in, you know, little by little, as much as we can handle, I suppose, but it, you can even say about it that it confirms itself to you. And like Randy was saying, you know, he was using... he was asking for confirmation, and I was too. And at a certain point in my life, I was using experimentation to get confirmation. There's something out there, you know, something beyond what the teachings, the religious teachings, spiritual teachings are giving out. Well, yes, there is. There's something out there, you'd say, or something. It's not even out there. It's just a recognition. And each person has their own way of connecting with it, or recognizing it, or perceiving it. And that's the cool thing about it, because each person has their own way of seeing it. And it just takes a creative creativeness and the contribution and the, you know, the, it just takes what it takes, you know, whatever it takes, you'll find it, but you have to make the decision to find it and to see more of life. And this all is just so pervasive for everything. It just, it encompasses everything. And I always thought about God, you know, if God is what they say it is, then it's so much more bigger than what any religion can even encompass, you know, entail in their doctrines and all that, and dogmas. So if it really is what it is, then it's like more than history, more than people's minds, more than you know, anything they can consider. And here we have it in the new presentation. we term it as the is, that it really makes sense. It makes a lot more sense than the man-made religions and spiritual paths that have their place, that it really there's so much more. And we can access it. We have it right here, the real cure, the real guidance, the real education. And just have to keep it up and keep at it, and you will, like Randy had, you'll get confirmation. So go ahead. Thank you. Tim, do you have anything? Are you there, Tim, from Oregon?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I was just thinking about how anything's possible and this passing dream and about the Orions and the reptilian human farming here, and I was imagining. Huh?
Lilo can hear you.
Yeah, all of a sudden. You're as clear as
okay.
a bell. What happened?
Oh, great. I was imagining that some beings from in this physical realm, way out there somewhere, like Orion and like Syrians, but these beings would be coming from, oh, who knows which galaxy or from where. And then they would make those little reptilians look very tiny and unpowerful and what I guess you'd call stupid by the way they're living in this physical psych realm stuff. And that if they told them if they didn't change their ways, that they would change them into atoms again. So they have the free will to do that to them. And that seems like things would be a lot different if the reptilians weren't the powers that be here in this physical earth experience. It's just imagination in the passing dream.
Yeah, it's cool, Tim. That's what we're using, imagination. And we're like, they have, the Syrians have tremendous mental powers. I mean, they went far into that part of themselves where they develop their imagination. They can even move meteors. They can move large objects. They can do things that to us it seems impossible almost. But imagination is a tool we have here, and we can utilize it. People are so dumbed down, and their imagination has been so hijacked by the controllers that they don't have that tool anymore. It's been taken away in a way through their agreement, but it's been taken away, and the controllers use that part of themselves to control them, because it is still in everybody in a certain capacity, in a certain sense. They're still there. It's still there, but it's being controlled through fear, through, sensation, through sensationalism and all that. So they have made a study of it. The controllers, they can, engineering, they've been able to manipulate the masses.
Speak up.
Okay, yeah, so it's there, yeah.
That's a bit.
And Randy, Have you had an experience, any recent experiences you'd like to share that are recent?
None that would be, as interesting as the ones I've already, told about. I had, I'm trying to remember. I had one, I think, last night or the night before, one or two, but I can't really remember them very well. I'd like to say, going back to that experience I had, I told about earlier, about when I was being chased by this creature, and I had Ganesh and Mother Mary picking me up. I guess the way I look at it is I look toward those beings in the past, and I remember reading one of the books I read as a teenager was Eckankor by Paul Tritchell, and I believe he said in the, my memory serves me, he said in that book that the Ascended Masters, and Mother Mary and Ganesha are Ascended Masters. Ascended Masters cannot take you or help you get to the real universes. So, Beto Webazor being the last one that picked me up, I think kind of signifies and represents me now relying on Webazor and the guides and focusing on the Earth and the real universes instead of just the Ascended Masters and the astral realms and the realms that they are. They are masters here. I don't think people realize that's a considerable step up from there. I thought for a long time that that was the pinnacle, was to work with the ascended masters and angels and these other great beings of light. But I've come to understand now that that's just one level, and that there are other levels which beyond that. So I'm thankful that I have come to this knowledge and this understanding now, thanks to Dream, and I'm also thankful to Kelton for giving me that friend invite. I never would have find out about it otherwise, because the new year's out, so it's a process and it's an adventure, and I still got a long way to go. I've been at this for, I think, time does fly. I think it's been maybe 3 or 4 years now, and I'm still not where I'd like to be, but I'm going to keep
talking
at it.
Yeah, it's great, Randy. It's great. You mentioned Dwayne, and he's mentioned that he doesn't really know anything. I mean, he's shared that his knowledge is nothing, basically, and that's so different than the masters who claim they know everything. They know they have all this great wisdom. Well, his humility and his perspective is really interesting, because you see it. You see almost the all is that he perceives and his relationship to it. Well, this isn't a personal self. His personal self is just like all of us. We're duh in our personal self. His real awareness, he's everywhere in the creation world. He's the light, that guides us. But in their personal self, he's just like anybody else. And he, it's interesting to see his perspective, because it's just, you see that it's an ongoing process, and you're always becoming more aware, and there's no really room for being anything but having humility, because we're just so tiny compared to the whole of things. So there's always more. No problem. You're in this position of awe, almost. I am, at least a lot of times, awe, because it's so overwhelming that the mind can't see it, can't even consider it. You just do the best you can and contribute the way you can, and do the new you, and keep going with it. I think one of the main things is just keep going with it. You just got to keep trucking, come on, because this life is drudgery, and there's pain and suffering and torture, and people trying to, screw you over all the time. And so you just got to keep going, and then it'll work out if you just keep going and sing the new you and do what you can to contribute.
Like Dwayne says, it takes a lot.
It does.
And, and he's, I value what he represents. He'll be presenting, the new you. No one else that I know would be doing this. And so, it's something to consider. I think people need to really look into this and consider what he's saying and try out the new you. Just test it out like I did. I just, I wouldn't do it to begin with. I wasn't really agreeing with a lot of what Dwayne was saying, but going against my beliefs or things that I'd come to believe. But I thought I'll just continue with this new you because, I'm having experiences and something's happening, something's going on. And so I'm just going to just keep on and see what happens.
Well, does anybody else have anything to share? We're getting toward the end of the
end of the time.
Oh, yeah.
End of the bedtime stories.
Everybody getting sleepy here?
Yeah, so we thank you very much for being on and sharing tonight your wonderful experiences and your dreams and everything. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And I will say, Dean Val and I certainly wish you a very good evening, and may your dreams all come true. They're good ones. Good night.
And should we sing New You, everybody?
And yes, we better sing the New You.
Individually, maybe. Yeah.
New You.
Night. Happy dreams to everybody.
You bet. The best.